Well, the Department of Agriculture has come up with approximately $550 million to compensate producers who suffered weather-related crop losses back in 2009. That's a little more than one-third of the $1.5 billion Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Blanche Lincoln tried to get through Congress for the same purpose. The payments would cover yield losses for cotton and rice, but not corn or soybeans. In its current form, the disaster package is also said to include $60 million for contract poultry farmers affected by processing plant closures and a smaller amount for aquaculture growers. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.